I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Words of Hope reports the Halo Effect is helping their partner ministry in Indonesia. The team has a new facility opening in the beginning of 2006 in Sulawesi. While far from the disaster zone, Words of Hope's Lida Young explains that this opportunity came as the result of the testimony developed by Christians who helped during the tsunami crisis.
In some ways, this parallels recent reports that the opinion of Christians in Pakistan has greatly increased in just the last several weeks, seemingly as a direct result of the role that Christians were known to play in bringing relief to those who were devastated by the terrible earthquake.
Next, 10,000 people were lost in southern India as a result of the tsunami. What's amazing is that Gospel for Asia is now working in areas where they previously weren't welcome. Speaking from India, GFA's founder K.P. Yohanan says church growth has been phenomenal.
The Gospel for Asia missionaries, they have seen way over 150 or nearly 200 places people are gathering for worship as a result of ministering among these tsunami victims.
And Worldwide Christian Schools has formed a new partnership with St. Andrew's Primary School in Belize to tackle illiteracy problems. Along with adult community outreach programs, the school is currently reaching out to 394 students. Part of their mission is to evangelize those they touch with the gospel, and people are responding. But that also presents a problem. They're quickly outgrowing their facilities. So Worldwide is recruiting work teams to help build two new classrooms from the foundation up. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News church bulletin inserts are a great way to keep missions in front of your church each month. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.